So often we get stuck in this rut of, I have to do everything perfect or nothing that I did that was good matters at all. And this is really what I want to dive into today. Is it really, if we are not perfect, our health is going to be really jeopardized? Or is it that we have some leeway and we can kind of make some good judgment calls over here and not some great ones over there, and we still can move forward in our health journey? Welcome to Health and Hormones. I am your host, Rita Johnson. Here we talk about all things related to health, hormones, natural living, and those amazing bodies that God has given you and how to take care of them better. I'm so glad you're here. So if you've ever wondered if I have to make absolute perfect choices in order to really support my health, especially when we're looking at things like food and lifestyle changes, whether it's cleaning up our healthcare, our products, our makeup, and the things we're using in the shower, and the whole host of other things that go into and on our bodies, really, I find that there's a lot of misconceptions in the way that we think about this. And that's what I want to dive into today. So I am not somebody that does everything absolutely perfect. If you know me in real life, you know this firsthand. My husband and I try really hard to do the best we can with the budget that we have to feed our people nourishing, beautiful foods, to use clean products on our skin and in our homes. But there are things and times that we aren't as good about those choices as we are other times. And I think that this is something that is often a question people have that they're not asking. And what I mean by that is sometimes we realize we're aware of the impact these things are having on our bodies, but we get into seasons where it's just no longer possible. Whether you're going through something really difficult, like being laid off and a drastic decrease in your monthly income, so you have to really reevaluate. We have to eat the cheapest way possible. We can no longer buy that beautiful, well-sourced meat and fish and those things that we're really packing protein into our bodies. Or if that's because you're in a really difficult season, if you've had a new baby, if you are at the end of a pregnancy, if you are physically recovering from something and it's just really difficult to get in the kitchen, or if you don't feel good at the end of your workday, if your body is sore and achy and it's really difficult for you to get up and be in the kitchen on your feet for 30 minutes to an hour to prepare a meal for yourself. Whatever it is that you're going through, it's really important for us just to pause and say, first and foremost, I need to acknowledge what it is I'm carrying in this season. I talk a lot about the impact of the way that we talk to ourselves, our mindset around what it is we're trying to achieve, but it's because it's so important, you guys. If we are constantly berating and belittling ourselves, oh gosh, if you were so-and-so, you would just get up and do it anyway. When we talk to ourselves like this, it's not going to help us to really want to take care and nurture our bodies. And we have to have that desire to take care and nurture our bodies very first thing. If I'm not prioritizing that it's important for me to take care of myself so I can take care of my people, so that I can work, so that I can have this mission that the Lord has called me to and really live that in fulfillment, if I'm not first and foremost taking care of the mental space that I have to live in all the time, it's not going to matter how I'm taking that next step, because I'm not going to do it as gentle and as lovingly. There's been studies that have been done about how plants die if they're spoken to negatively. And I just really want you to pause and think about that. If this is something that kind of hits home, or if you're like, okay, fast forward, Rita, I don't want to hear any more talk about this. Is that why? Is it possibly because this hits too close to home, or it's too hard to get over that next hump? And if that's the case, we're going to come back and talk about this more. But I just want to start by opening your eyes to that. So in the nitty-gritty, day-to-day, does it really matter? Do I have to eat everything perfect, well-sourced, all of my meat grass-fed and pasture-raised, all of my fruits and vegetables organic? How much do all of these things matter? And I would first say that it really does matter. And we know that. We know that if we've started taking these steps and we started feeling better, the trouble is that sometimes we forget how poorly we felt when we started. Also, sometimes we don't quite realize that the other things that we're still allowing in our day-to-day are that detrimental to the rest of our health. So, for example, For me personally, if I were to eat a little bit of gluten, and I'm talking about like a little bit in my spice blend, that is going to derail me. And I know that because I'm very sensitive to gluten. If my husband were to eat some gluten, whether it's minute amounts, like the amount in a spice blend, or even if it was a little bit bigger, for example, oats, if he was to eat oats that are cross-contaminated with gluten, that tends to be a really high place that we can find a lot of cross-contamination in a quote-unquote gluten-free food, right? So if he were to eat that, he would be fine. Over time, it may start to cause some inflammation for him, but in general, he would be fine. So we first need to see that everybody's body is unique. There's no one size fits all. And so when we go online and we get our advice from Instagram or from podcasts, and we think, okay, this person told me this thing, so it must be true. It's true for them, it's true for me. But that's not exactly it. What I find more often is that we all kind of have something that high amount of sensitivity is accurate for. So for me, it's gluten. For my husband, it's other things. There are other things he has to be really careful about that he can't just overindulge on and feel fine later that day, the next day, 2-3 days later. So the very first thing I would say is if you're in a really difficult season and you can't do all those things well, then find the things that are non-negotiables for you. So if I was looking at somebody that had a thyroid condition, I would say do not forge on, I would say do not start reincorporating gluten. We know that gluten has been researched with thyroid issues, and people that have thyroid issues are much more sensitive to gluten. So that's not a place that they would want to experiment and see, can I eat this? Is this okay for me? I would say just continue to go without the bun, wrap it up in lettuce, whatever it is, just cut out the gluten until you are back into a season where you can do those, all the things again. For a lot of us, there tends to be this 80-20 rule, where if 80% of the time we're eating really good, beautiful, nourishing foods, 20% of the time we can kind of fudge that. Now, this depends on other factors, right? It depends on things like other diagnoses that you have. It depends on what are you asking of your body in this season. If you are in a really difficult season, but it's also super high stress on your body, if you're very high strung, if you're also pregnant or breastfeeding on top of that, these other things are putting very high demands on our body. And so you may find that an 80-20 rule doesn't cut it for you. You might need to do more like a 90-10 or a 95-5. The point is that we don't want to make this, and eating perfectly can never happen. And that's really important for us all to realize. I can fine-tooth comb every single thing that I'm eating, and there's still going to be ways that I'm not doing it perfectly, or that I go out to eat and I'm not eating the ideal nourishing plate in front of me, right? And I would argue that level of striving is not possible because we want this to be a lifestyle. We are not trying to just do this for a couple cycles. We're not trying to just do this through this particular season or this quarter or this year. We really want to become healthier people for the rest of our lives, whatever that means for us in our season, whatever it is that has kind of been the straw that broke the camel's back that got you to say, you know what, enough of this, I really need to take my health seriously. We still want to be sure that we are becoming healthier people so that we can age with more grace and less disease and be more capable of doing the things that are in front of us, right? So that being said, I just really want to say to all of you people out there that we have this huge misconception that we have to do this all or nothing. We have to be eating perfectly, or I'm just gonna go drink my diet soda on the couch and not work out and not eat healthy and order fast food. The reality is that we need to find this place where we can give ourselves grace in the middle. You need to figure out what that looks like for your body, how much you are able to play around with that when you're in a difficult season. And then when you're finding that you're able to start to climb out of that difficult season, to get back to the things that matter the most for your health and your body. If you don't know what those things are, that is why I do what I do. I absolutely love helping people see and identify what are the the critical points for you and your body that can no longer be abandoned, right? Even if you're in a really difficult season, again, for myself, I know the last thing I'm going to do is eat gluten or dairy. It's just not a part of who I am anymore. And nor does it feel very heavy, even when I'm in a really hard season. And so that is what I desire for you, my friend, is to find those things that are your non-negotiables, but also to be able to balance it, to be able to travel, to be able to go out to eat with your girlfriends, to be able to do these things that are just a part of who we are, to celebrate an Easter feast, but not to feel so stressed and overwhelmed that I can't take one bite of that. If you like this content, please leave me a review in your podcast app. I would love to help this podcast reach more people.